Hello, I am Pastor Sean Mathis, and this is a Providence Point, short news analysis with deep biblical basis. What underlines the entire abortion debate surrounding the new socialized health care bill? Hate. When Christians recall the truth of Romans chapter 1, that all mankind knows that God exists and exists as their judge, we will readily grasp what abortion is all about. Since men know God exists, and men hate God, as Christ reminds us in John 7:7, it will come as no surprise that men will violate God's holy law with zeal, and the murder of children is moving apace with much zeal. And how does murder of infants fit into this equation of men hating God? Genesis 9:6 connects the image of God with the act of murder. It says, "Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man." Why should murderers be punished? God declares that such justice must occur because man is made in the image of God. An attack on man is an attack on God. Murderers of adults and children alike should be executed because God created man in his image. Thus, the logic of Scripture is complete. All men know God exists. This knowledge is reflected in man as made in God's image. All men hate God, and that hate is demonstrated in his persistent sinning. And sometimes that sin is murder. To murder infants in the womb is to attack God. It is a hatred not only of the infant, but primarily of God the judge. Abortion is fundamentally about hating the creator and judge of the universe, and as such has consequences in society. To hate God is to hate men, and to hate children, thus the spread of abortion. If Christians are to correct this wrong by God's grace, we must pray to the Trinity to regenerate hateful hearts through the sovereign power of the love of God, to preach the law for conviction and the gospel for conversion. Anything less is a band-aid on a dead corpse.